Thursday's winter storm has prompted emergency declarations in New York and Connecticut as cities and towns struggle to clean up after it. WSHU's Mark Herz reports that in Connecticut's second largest city, a snow emergency declaration there may help with the financial strain of the storm.
Shovels, plows, snowblowers. They were all out in force in New Haven on Thursday. Buses were running, the post office and UPS were out delivering, but many businesses were shuttered and the streets were pretty empty. At City Hall, Mayor Tony Harp got a briefing from her department heads, and Harp heard directly from some residents complaining that their streets were unplowed. 30 crews were out trying to clear city streets. Harp said they were working on a priority system, and it would take a while to get every last street clear.
We're going to be busy throughout Friday and the weekend cleaning up the storm.
Harp said the city's snow removal budget is now in need of replenishment, and the snow emergencies declared in the city and in the state mean New Haven will be eligible for financial help.
We're going to try to get at least 75% of what it is that we've spent today. I feel confident that we'll come through it okay. We'll find a way.
Outside City Hall, Jose Tezado was clearing snow. He started out before sunrise and a little before sunset. He was still at it, wearing a makeshift rain poncho made out of a black garbage bag.
It's a one of a kind.
So tell me what it's like been clearing stuff here today since 5 in the morning.
It's been rough, tough, yeah. Tired. Got to come in tomorrow at 1:30 in the morning again. It's wet. And it's cold and it's getting frozen.
Tezado said he and his coworkers took frequent breaks in their truck to warm up. It was a long day, and it looked like it would take another long day, maybe more, to get the job done. Mark Herz, WSHU News.